19th of December. Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. The Lord is at hand, come, let us adore him. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord is at hand, come, let us adore him. Come, Spirit blessed, with God the Son, and God the Father, ever one, shed forth your grace within our breast, and live in us a ready guest. By every power, by heart and tongue, by act and deed your praise be sung. Inflame with perfect love each sense, that other souls may kindle thence. Let my cry come to you, Lord, do not hide your face from me. Psalm 101. O Lord, listen to my prayer, and let my cry for help reach you. Do not hide your face from me in the day of my distress. Turn your ear towards me, and answer me quickly when I call. For my days are vanishing like smoke, my bones burn away like a fire, my heart is withered like the grass, I forget to eat my bread. I cry with all my strength, and my skin clings to my bones. I have become like a pelican in the wilderness, like an owl in desolate places. I lie awake and I moan, like some lonely bird on a roof. All day long my foes revile me, those who hate me use my name as a curse. The bread I eat is ashes, my drink is mingled with tears. In your anger, Lord, and your fury, you have lifted me up and thrown me down. My days are like a passing shadow, and I wither away like the grass. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let my cry come to you, Lord. Do not hide your face from me. Turn, Lord, to the prayers of the helpless. Psalm 101 continued. But you, O Lord, will endure forever, and your name from age to age. You will arise and have mercy on Sion, for this is the time to have mercy. Yes, the time appointed has come, for your servants love her very stones, are moved with pity even for her dust. The nations shall fear the name of the Lord, and all the earth's kings your glory, when the Lord shall build up Sion again and appear in all his glory. Then he will turn to the prayers of the helpless. He will not despise their prayers. Let this be written for ages to come, that a people yet unborn may praise the Lord. For the Lord leaned down from his sanctuary on high, he looked down from heaven to the earth, that he might hear the groans of the prisoners, and free those condemned to die. The sons of your servants shall dwell untroubled, and their race shall endure for ever, that the name of the Lord may be proclaimed in Sion, and his praise in the heart of Jerusalem, when peoples and kingdoms are gathered together to pay their homage to the Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Turn, Lord, to the prayers of the helpless. You founded the earth, Lord, and the heavens are the work of your hands. Psalm 101 concluded. He has broken my strength in mid-course. He has shortened the days of my life. I say to God, do not take me away before my days are complete, you whose days last from age to age. Long ago you founded the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you will remain. They will all wear out like a garment. You will change them like clothes that are changed, but you neither change nor have an end. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. You founded the earth, Lord, and the heavens are the work of your hands. Let us see, O Lord, your mercy, and give us your saving help. A reading from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 47. Down with you, sit in the dust, virgin daughter of Babylon. Sit on the ground, dethroned, daughter of the Chaldeans. Never again will you be called tender and delicate. I am going to take vengeance, and no one can stop me. Our Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, his name, the Holy One of Israel, says, sit in silence and creep into shadows, daughter of the Chaldeans, for you will no longer be called sovereign lady of the kingdoms. I was angry with my people. I had profaned my heritage. I had surrendered it into your hands, but you showed them no mercy. On the aged you laid your crushing yoke. You said, forever I shall be sovereign lady. You never took these things to heart or pondered on their outcome. So listen now, voluptuous woman, lolling at ease and saying to yourself, I and none besides me, I shall never be widowed, never know loss of children. Yet both these things shall happen to you, both suddenly and on the same day. Loss of children, widowhood, at once will come to you, in spite of all your witchcraft and the power of all your spells. You were bold in your wickedness and said, there is no one to see me. That wisdom and knowledge of yours led you astray. You said to yourself, I and none besides me. A calamity shall fall on you, which you will not be able to charm away. A disaster shall overtake you, which you will not be able to avert. Unforeseen ruin will suddenly descend on you. Keep to your spells, then, and all your sorceries, for which you have worn yourself out since your youth. Do you think that they will help you? Do you think that they will make anyone nervous? You have spent weary hours with your many advisers. Let them come forward now and save you, these who analyze the heavens, who study the stars, and announce month by month what will happen to you next. Oh, they will be like wisps of straw, and the fire will burn them. They will not save their lives from the power of the flame. No embers these for baking, no fireside to sit by. This is what your wizards will be for you, those men for whom you have worn yourself out since your youth. They will all go off, each his own way, powerless to save you. Responsory from Isaiah 49. Shout for joy, you heavens, exult, you earth, you mountains, break into happy cries, for the Lord will take pity on those who are afflicted. Our Redeemer, the Lord of hosts is his name, the Holy One of Israel, for the Lord will take pity on those who are afflicted. A reading from the Treatise of St. Irenaeus against the heresies. God is man's glory, but it is man who receives the effects of God's activity, who is the recipient of all God's wisdom and power. Just as a doctor proves himself in his patients, so God reveals himself in men. That is why Paul states, God has imprisoned all in unbelief that he may have mercy on all. He is speaking here of man who was excluded from immortality as a result of his disobedience to God, but then obtained mercy through the Son of God by receiving adoption in him. Without pride or boastfulness, man should have a true evaluation of created things and of their Creator, that is, of God, the supremely powerful, who gave existence to all things. He should abide in love of God, in submission, in thanksgiving. If he does, he will receive a greater glory from God and will go on till he becomes like the one who died for him. He too was made in the likeness of sinful flesh in order to condemn sin and, as something now condemned, to expel it from the flesh. He came to invite man to become like himself, commissioning him to imitate God, placing him under obedience to the Father so as to see God, giving him the power to apprehend the Father. He who did this is the Word of God, who dwelt in man and became Son of Man in order to accustom man to receive God and accustom God to dwell in man in accordance with the Father's will. That is why he is a sign of our salvation. Emmanuel, born of the Virgin, a sign given us by the Lord himself. It was the Lord who saved men because they were incapable of saving themselves. When Paul says, "I know that nothing good dwells in my flesh," he is affirming this weakness of man, and he is indicating that the good, which is our salvation, comes not from ourselves, but from God. In another passage he says, "Wretched man that I am, who will rescue me from this body of death?" And then he introduces the rescuer, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Isaiah 2 makes the same point. "Be strong, weak hands and feeble knees. Pluck up your courage, faint-hearted. Be strong, do not be afraid. See, our God is coming with justice and with retribution. He is coming himself to save us. It is not by ourselves, but by the help of God that we are saved." A responsory based on Jeremiah 31. "All nations hear the word of the Lord, declare it to the ends of the earth. Say to the farthest parts, our Saviour is coming. Say this, proclaim it aloud. Say to the farthest parts, our Saviour is coming." Let us pray. Deepen our faith, Lord God, as we celebrate the great mystery of the Incarnation, by which you revealed to the world the splendour of your glory, through the Virgin Mary when she gave birth to your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.